Perek Dalet Mishnah Yerbeis Rabbi Meir Omer Habi Mimait Beesek Vaasuk Batorah. Rabbi Meir teaches, reduce work and occupy yourself in Torah. I'd like to focus on the words that the Mishnah uses, that Rabbi Meir uses, for work and the work and the word that Rabbi Meir uses for engaging in Torah. Note that work is referred to as Esek, and engaging in Torah study is referred to as the word asok. Thus, the Mishnah, Rabbi Meir says, mimayit be'esek, reduce esek, work, v'asok, and engage in Torah. This word esek, of course, might be very familiar to. We make the bracha every morning, la'asok b'divrei Torah. We should engage in Torah. The Taz in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Mem Zayin, Hilchos Talmud Torah asks the question, why is it that the bracha uses the word la'asok b'divrei Torah, and we don't instead say l'lmod Torah? That's what we do. What is the word la'asok b'divrei Torah? Why is that word used as opposed to the word l'lmod Torah, which is what we do? And the Taz explains that the goal of Talmud Torah is not just to learn, but it's an asek, it's la'asok, to be indelved, to be engaged, to be focused, to toil. Asek, asok, is referencing the engagement and our mental ability, how invested and engaged we are. And thus, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is not just to learn, but it's an asek, it's lasok, to be engaged, to be focused, to be overwhelmed, to be thinking about constantly Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah doesn't just mean to do your learning and to close the book, but it means to be focused, thinking about it, even when the Gemara is closed. Thus, what I believe Rabbi Meir is teaching us here is not in referencing to the quantity of our study of Torah vis-a-vis how engaged we are in our work, but rather Rabbi Meir has explained to us what our focus should be. It's quality of our learning and quality of our work ethic. Having mimayit be'esek doesn't mean crunch your hours and work less every day. Mimayit be'esek means don't be as focused on it. It shouldn't take you over. It shouldn't become your focus of your life. And asok b'Torah means that your focus in life should be Torah. It doesn't mean in hours. It doesn't mean in quantity. But it means in quality. As the Gemara tells us in Maseches Shabbos, one of the four questions that were asked before we enter Gan Eden is kavata itin b'Torah. Did you set aside time to study Torah? It doesn't ask how many hours did you study of Torah a day. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not going to ask that question. Did you learn 8, 12, 4, 1, 15 minutes a day? That's not the question. The question is kavata. Did you set aside time? Were you engaged? Were you focused? Was it an occupation? Was it something that was critical and important to you every day? That's what Asek is, and that's what Kevius is. I came across a fascinating commentary on Avos, a contemporary work called Relevance, Pirkei Avos for the 21st Century, authored by a rabbi, Dan Roth. And he quotes two interesting points and studies that I like to share with you that really speak to this Mishnah and what Asek means and Rabbi Meir is teaching us. He explains and quotes that a fellow by the name of Brian Robinson, who's a professor of counseling at North Carolina University, who authored a book called Chained to the Desk, a guidebook for workaholics. And this Robinson states that workaholism and a workaholic is not defined by how long you work, but rather, and I quote, it's the preoccupation with work. Workaholics can be lying on a beach, obsessing about work. It's the inability to turn it off. And he continues that an executive wanting to test his middle manager's devotion to work sent them an email at Saturday at 2 a.m. and received an immediate reply from every one of them. That's workaholism. And that's what Rabbi Meir is teaching us, mimayit be'esek. This is something that our generation needs to hear more than any. Reduce work doesn't necessarily mean in the hours, but reducing work in this context means focus, that we shouldn't be part of the 13% of Americans who are affected by workaholism, which has been termed one of the fastest growing diseases in modern life. And not only that, would you believe that a man by the name of Yitzchak Harpaz, and Rabbi Roth quotes it in his book and his commentary on this Mishnah from Haifa University School of Business, says that Israelis have the third highest rate of workaholism in the world. 8% of the population is hooked on work. That's what Rabbi Meir is speaking to, be mimayit be'esek. as opposed to a man by the name of Robert Gilbertson, a 48-year-old, an accomplished non-workaholic. He created a border between his professional and personal life. He's the CEO of something called Data Switch. It's a Connecticut electronics company, an annual sales of $114 million. And listen to what Gilbertson has to say. He works from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. and no longer. He leaves his briefcase behind him at the office, discourages colleagues from calling him at home, to the extent that he fired an employee who disregarded his warning and called him three times in one evening. Gilbertson says, and I quote, "I can't think of any business we've lost or any customer who has been aggravated. We need to set work limits. That's our responsibility in this generation. That's what we need to do. Asek b'torah again doesn't mean how many hours I learn a day. But do I have a kfias? Am I learning daf yomi? Am I learning something? Am I occupied? Am I thinking about it? Even when I leave my shtender, even when I leave the base medrash, even when I leave shul, I'm thinking about something in Torah. I'm so focused on the mission that I learned for a minute that it keeps me occupied throughout the course of the day, and I want to figure it out. I want to get back to it. That's lasok b'divrei Torah. And that's why we don't make a new bracha in Talmud Torah according to the opinion of Tosfos and Brachos daf yud aleph, because I'm always learning. I'm always focused. It doesn't require a new bracha every time I open up a sefer, because I'm always learning. I'm always thinking about learning. That's Asek v'Torah. That's what Bishol Salanta told the students, that the goal of learning isn't in the hours. It's not in the quantity. It's in the quality. Are you thinking about it? As the Brisker Rav used to tell his children to go on walks and to go pick up groceries for him, and they asked him, why? Shouldn't we be sitting and learning? And he said, no, I want to see if you can learn when you're not at your desk, when you're not at your stand, when you're not in the base matters, because that's the true test of Asek b'Torah, of La'asok b'Divrei Torah. That's what it means to be engaged. Ikar v'Tafel, primary and secondary. What are our priorities in life? Are we workaholics or are we not? What's our focus? What's our goal? What do we engage in? What do we think about? What is our occupation? What do we want to be studying? What do we want to be doing? What do we want to be learning? And what are we thinking about? And thus, Rabbi Meir tells us, Mimma'et be'esek. Our focus should be on a reduction of pure life focused on our work and workaholism. We work our day, we are responsible, we take care of our families and we support our families and we do what we are supposed to do because that's a mandate and that's what we're required to do. Bezeas apecha tocha lechem. But is that our entire essence? Is that our goal? Is that our meaning? Is that our mission? Is that where we find our only success? Lasok b'Torah, says the Mishnah. Focus, think, consider, contemplate. Use our energy to think about these ideas, these thoughts, and making sure that our lives have meaning and mission, that our minds are occupied. We set up a schedule. We have the proper perspective. And we understand what real business is. Lasok b'Divrei Torah, focusing on what we have to focus on, making sure we understand how to set up our day, to focus our day. There's shacharis, there's mincha, there's ma'ariv. There's learning in the morning, there's learning in the evening. V'higisa bo yomam v'layla. And making sure that our days are established, are set with an asek, to be memayit be'asek, and to be osek b'Torah. We should all have hatzlacha in reaching this goal.